In these next two slides, I want to take a look at how the three of us can be grouped or categorized in the various cultural areas where I noted differences. The first slide looks mainly at language, education, and origin. The first category, native language, we see that Francisco and Cecilia are both native Spanish speakers, whereas I'm a native English speaker. But turning to English proficiency and the role that English plays in our lives, we see that for Francisco and myself, English is our dominant language, and we're both completely fluent in English. It's my native language, and Francisco has near-native proficiency in English since he moved to the United States at a young age, whereas Cecilia is not fluent in English. And based on my interview with her, I learned that English does not play a very important role in her life, since most of her work interactions and private interactions take place in Spanish. Turning to our primary cultures and countries of origin, here we see the three of us all fall into distinct categories. Francisco is from Cuba, Cecilia is from Ecuador, and I'm from the United States. And I wanted to make a point here of not including Cuba and Ecuador together in a category, because even though they're both Spanish-speaking countries, they're in very different parts of Latin America and have very distinct cultures. Finally, for this slide, looking at our educational backgrounds, we see that Francisco and I both went to college, whereas Cecilia did not. So just to summarize what we've seen in this slide, we do see some patterning in terms of education and the role of English in our lives. In both of these categories, Francisco and I are grouped together, and Cecilia is separate. But when we look at native language and primary cultures and countries of origin, there we see that the pattern doesn't hold.